Hello and welcome to another Cage Club Revisited. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
And I'm Mike Manzi.
And this is episode 45, Knowing, from 2000. Oh, wow. Next episode's going to be something special. I'll tell you about that in 2 weeks, Mike.
Okay.
Or, I mean, in 2 hours, we'll record the next episode. But this is episode 45, Knowing, from 2009. The Cage Club Revisited, as they have been for these 45 episodes, as now P.S. I Still Love Hoffman is doing, are meant to be listened to while you watch the movie.
Yes, we have already done a review of Knowing.
Episode 57 with our friend Tobin Addington.
Yes, so listen
to that.
Who now
has his Contenders podcast. Right. Go check that out. That's our more insightful, thoughtful, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I just noticed the one in Knowing, the I, is a one.
Huh. So we are in the month, this is April, the fourth April. Month of the year, so we are celebrating 4K.
Yes.
This is some 4K releases. Ultra get Knowing
HD.
On 4K Blu-ray. In 2 weeks we're doing Lord of War.
There's
I
actually,
also realized Spider-Man is now 4K
Spider-Verse
too.
Spider-Verse too, yeah.
But I feel like we'll see that. That'll be a treat down the road.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that during our animation block, because we have a lot of animated movies.
And some of those things left are not good.
Oh, because there's like Ant Bully, Spider-Man, like that could be a good week.
Spider-Man to bully?
Too bad it's not Ant-Man. It's Ant-Bully.
So there's an Ant-Man and a Spider-Man?
But there's a lot of the same jokes in Ant-Bully when we watch that, right?
It was in Thor, I think, right? In Ragnarok, where,
oh, no,
where Thor is telling Banner?
No, it's in Infinity War.
It was in Infinity War.
Yeah, but that's
where there's,
like,
there's an Ant-Man and a... But it is Bruce Banner, right?
Like, yeah.
There's an Ant-Man and a Spider-Man? What's going on over there?
He's been out of the picture so long.
He's back now. So we're going to, we're watching, as we said, we're watching the 4K release, the 4K disc. We're going to hit play movie in 3, 2, 1, play. This movie is 2 hours, 1 minute, 29 seconds long. Here we go.
There it goes.
So I think this, just, this is a movie worth, I think, owning in 4K.
Yeah. I have a small 4K collection. Like I think I sort of gravitate toward newer releases, you know, like modern movies and things.
Well, because I feel like when you go older, there's really a question of whether or not how much they can actually clean up.
Like, I got 2001, A Space Odyssey. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm curious to see how much better that can actually look.
I have that, and I'm also, Alien is coming out this month on Alien Day.
They're doing a new Ghostbusters because they found a whole bunch of extra features and deleted scenes, so maybe I'll buy Ghostbusters, but I'm like, do I need that one in 4K? I don't know.
The other question is, I think it's the original Terminator that, like, they cleaned up too much.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And so it just doesn't look good, but...
Look at this, numbers into letters. It's all in the code. Starting here, all the numbers in the sky look like stars, and...
If you're watching along with us as opposed to just listening, if you want to play Cage Club Bingo, go to cageclub.me/games, download and print out your Cage Club movie bingo card. There it explains how to do that.
All right, so this is...
This is in the past, right?
Is this young Ruth Byrne? Is that her name?
Rose Byrne?
Rose Byrne. Is this young Rose Byrne? I can't remember who...
No, this is
her mother, right?
Yeah, I think so. But that girl looks like a young Rose Byrne.
Lexington, Massachusetts. This is the time capsule thing, right?
Yes. Yep.
She scratches that. Because Cage will find this desk later in the movie.
But this is the note that she writes with all of the numbers, and then it just says EE, and we don't know what EE is. It's backwards threes. Spoiler alert, everyone else.
Oh, I thought it was Extinction Event.
It's everyone else.
It's everyone else.
Because the whole first numbers are all 9/11, how many people died, whatever.
Yeah.
This plane crash, that plane crash, that train crash, this mass murder spree or whatever, and then it's just everyone else dies at the end. Which is really kind of cool, honestly.
Yeah, I was mentioning, we'll get to the end, obviously, but I was mentioning this movie to someone the other day, and I was like, you know, it really cops out by adding that extra scene at the very end where it saves all the kids on the planet, and it's like, wow, I sound like a monster, but no, like, really, I feel like this movie pulls its punch. It's so dramatic and, like, ballsy to be like, everyone on the planet's going to burn to death.
So... I have on my bingo card Saturn Films. Cage is a producer, Saturn Films. He did not do this one. He did do Lord of War.
Okay.
So if you have that card in the next movie we're doing, which will come out in 2 weeks, by all means do that. I was thinking about I trust you, but we also had, you know, there's a bit of a technical difficulty that I edited out. The movie wasn't playing, but I thought it would be really funny if, like, either you forgot the movie or we had a problem playing it that, like, we're celebrating 4K and we couldn't even watch the movie in 4K. You know what I mean? But yeah. We're here. Nope. We're rolling with it.
Had to make that happen.
This classroom scene, I mean, just the exquisite beauty of this 4K.
Well, no, it's crazy, but, like, I'm looking and I was like, you know, all the signage and the stuff written on the walls and things, and yep. It's like, I truly never really, I always wonder if, like, is that really this visible? On DVD, and I've told you, right, like, I've watched DVDs in my 4K player, and they look atrocious sometimes. I'd have to watch them in my PlayStation. But, no, we'll get there. I mean, this is a nice, this is setting up, you know, this looks like the 50s, right?
It does look like the 50s. The 50s, right. Like, you've never seen them before in 4K.
Ah. So, are we just going to do the joke where it's like, look at that flag in 4K. Like, look at that abacus in 4K.
I mean, we could.
Oh, here she goes. Now, I haven't listened to the most recent PS I Still Love Hoffman, but I listened to the first two.
Uh-huh.
And,
Three.
Okay, so I only listened to the first two. And, And I was talking to Brian in the car on the way home from Hackers, and I was like, boy, you guys sound like on the ball and optimistic. I was like, so young and bright-eyed and all this stuff. I was like, just you wait.
I think there's a couple benefits to that. Number one, they're obviously early in their run, which mm-hmm. is helping them. Number two, they're only doing one a month.
Yes.
Number three, I think they're also more recent to the Hoffman. Like, we've done so much. Well, I guess when we started this, but we've also, you know, we're now almost 4 years since we started Cage Club.
Yeah.
And 3.5 years, really, since we finished the first run. It's just been a while. These movies aren't as fresh in our brains. He did so many. I mean, Hoffman did
That's
a bunch,
true.
Too.
We're all out of order, random.
But I also think, especially you have talked a lot about wanting to have just sort of like a current events movie podcast or whatever, and I still, I'm not against the idea, but I want to make sure that there's a reason for it to exist.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just what this became.
Yeah, that's pretty true, yeah. No, I hear that.
So let's talk about Venom.
For sure.
Just kidding.
Let's talk about us.
We could talk about us, but let's try
We're
to talk about
Americans.
Knowing.
Americans! Sorry, I just... That impression came out of nowhere.
That left, I mean, they cut away, but that guy on the left, I mean, we were just watching Venom.
I think I know who you're talking about.
He looked like Tom Hardy.
Yeah, I did. Have you ever, did your school ever bury Time Capsule or anything? Just any kind of thing like that?
I want to say 1 year we buried one and dug it up at the end. Like, we buried it in the fall and dug it up in the spring or something.
Oh, what is that? That doesn't make any sense. You got to do at least like 4 years or something, right?
I don't remember, man. Maybe.
Okay. Because, like, I remember when I was in, so my middle school was 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And I remember in 6th grade, we, like, wrote a whole bunch of shit in an envelope and gave it to the teacher. And then she gave it back to us when we went to high school or junior high or whatever.
Okay.
Or, like, yeah. She gave it at the end of that school. So I guess it was, like, 3 or 4 years.
Oh, yuck. Creepy. This reminds me a little bit of Pet Sematary, the new one.
Oh, I want to see.
Kind of dog shit.
Really? It's getting great reviews. Did you see the original one?
No.
Oh, dude, the original one I watched recently. It is scary as shit. It's insane.
I have a problem with Stephen King adaptations, I think. I just think that they don't know how to adapt a book well. Because I don't love his books. I've read a couple of his books. I like some of the books that he wrote. But, like, it's difficult to, I think, convert any book to a movie. And I just feel like the new Pet Sematary is just filled with jump scares and, like, just creepy stuff, and it doesn't work as well. Oh.
Ben Mendelsohn.
He was trying to think who was in this movie.
From Trespass.
Yeah.
That's right.
Shout out again to our listener who wrote in an email about Trespass that we read on the Spider-Verse episode. So if you want to go check out decoding the twist of Trespass.
Oh, they just never...
Cape Cod. Where does this take place?
Like, New York-ish area. Yeah, right? Like, East Coast. Cage is kind of moving around because he's following
really
the clues. It's all going to be gone. This mirrors the final shots of the movie, too, where this all gets wiped away by the ribbon of fire.
Burning.
A cinder.
You know, normally we record the Revisiteds up at your place because it's a little bit closer to a couple other hosts that they want to drop by to guest. I do, you know, I'm glad that we, because you have a very nice TV, but I feel like with the 4K, we need the full
Yes, this
as
is nice.
As big as possible.
This is good. It looks nice on my TV. It looks great on your TV.
Did you give this a test run when you bought it?
No, I haven't. I just opened it up and, you know, redeemed the digital code.
Cool.
And everything, and that's it. Yeah. I watched Bumblebee. That movie looks amazing in 4K. It looks so good. I like that movie a lot. Too bad I heard they're not going to keep going.
They're not?
I heard that this one didn't make a lot of money. People weren't too into, like, them slowing it down and taking it easy as much as I was. And they wanted more Bayness, Bayziness, the Bay actionness of, like, just what the fuck is happening. I can't understand what's going on. But I loved it. There he is.
What I do like... So we changed, it's not on here, but if you have subtitles in your card, we changed the subtitles thing to read subtitles or other text on screen.
Mm-hmm.
So like just like that, but not, I tried to figure out in a way that
rabbits, you, us.
Oh, or there's also peaches or bunnies. So if you have that, write that, check that off. But I wanted to sort of convey in a bingo square, not like opening credits, because like directed by Alex Proyas, it should not count as a bingo square because every movie has that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But if there's like an establishing credit or something.
Cage looking good. 10 years ago, this movie came out.
He does look good in this movie.
Astrophysicist Cage.
That's a pretty solid telescope. I feel like with so many lights that are on around just like the house and everything, like it wouldn't be, you know, put on my science glasses for a second.
Yeah, you want to go like in the middle of nowhere with no lights. But look at the size of that thing. That thing's huge. Looks like a bazooka.
Last year, when my friend got married, the friend that I went to Scotland to see him get married, when he has a bachelor party down the shore, we stayed at this place, this, like, beautiful Airbnb, and, like, we're just, like, wandering around, there's, like, this gigantic telescope in one room, we're like, what is this doing here? And I also wondered how many people actually used... Wait, is that the kid from... that show on Fox, the show that ran 3 years that we talked about that got canceled about the town...
What was that? The Shyamalan thing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but Cage was serving hot dogs, which we forgot to mention because hot dogs are big in the Keanu-verse. What was that? With Matt Dillon.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the kid? Well, I thought the kid was a little older.
But this kid's like 9. That show was on, like, he would have been like 15 on the show.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Chandler Canterbury. Is that him?
He looks... I don't know. I like their house.
He's been in other stuff, but it wasn't... He wasn't in that show. He was... Oh! He played Benjamin Button at age 8.
Oh, that was on today. I watched a little before I left. He also, in this movie, the kid says, I'm going to be a vegetarian. I've decided to be a vegetarian. And as we know, he's part of the new society that's going to be, you know, born on the other planet at the end of the movie. So, like, they're going to grow up not to eat meat. I think, you know, that's a little message from Alex Proyas to
Wayward
from him
kind.
To us. That's it. I only watched season 1 because I was like, that's perfect. I don't want to see where this goes.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of it's okay, but it's not as good. No,
I forgot he wore a hearing
different actor.
Aid. Kid wearing a hearing aid. Oh, Cage eating. I didn't really see him eat. He was cooking.
Yeah. I have that too. Does the hearing aid thing come back?
That, I don't know. I don't remember. We will see. Because I don't think I've watched this since we watched it for Cage Club. I don't think I watched any Cage. I only watched them when we were recording for them,
yeah.
Mostly.
I pulled out Valley Girl to watch the other day, but I didn't watch it, which is not a story.
No, but I think we've had a conversation on Revisited where it's like, hey, like just because we're doing Tom Cruise, if you want to watch, you know.
Specifically Edge of Tomorrow.
Something.
Man, this house
and
is
I ended up watching Edge of Tomorrow.
This house is a mess.
It's rustic. It's a fixer upper. Oh, here's this song plays at the end, too.
Cage drinking.
Okay. He's kind of got the crazy eyes in this scene, but they get crazier.
That from his dead wife, I think, right?
I believe so. Hey. Oh, okay, so they're in Boston?
D.C.? Oh, it is Boston. Wait, how do you know that?
Because they're rowing? I don't know.
But they row all, they row a bunch. They crew a bunch of places, but they are in MIT, so it's, you know, you're right.
Oh, Cage is a teacher or a Professor Cage?
Professor
oh, school.
Cage.
Here we go. School.
I feel like this is actually a pretty decent classroom.
Mm-hmm.
setup.
Do you think they're actually shooting at MIT?
No. I don't think so. Maybe.
I wonder if the production designer like actually went there to see what the room looked like, at least, and tried to find a facsimile of it. Oh, they should
throw the sun around. Oh, right. Gail. That's a young Hemsworth.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah, it's Gail from Hunger Games.
Weird. I was watching something with a Hemsworth in it the other night.
Was it Thor?
No. They're being, you know, I don't like the way they're treating the sun here, and the sun doesn't like the way that Earth's treating it either, I think. And
I like that a lot. Who is it? It's one of the younger Hemsworths. It's not Larry Hemsworth, of course, because he's only in two plays. But there's one of the younger. Is it this one who plays, or is it Liam? Or is this Liam? I don't know. One of them plays Thor in the Thor play in Ragnarok. I think it's this one. But maybe not.
I'm thinking of the third one. Now it's going to bother me. I have to check and see what I saw recently.
I want to say this was the shot I pulled maybe for for my profile where he's just holding the Earth
and the
holding
sun.
Even though I feel like even still the sun is not at all proportional. Like the sun is so much bigger than the Earth. Like I don't think even in that little display that that's accurate. But maybe it is.
It's not every day that you get like a astrophysics lesson in the middle of like a Hollywood blockbuster film. It's Cage, what's up? You're just like staring out into nothingness.
Well, soon all that will remain nothingness. I like Ben Mendelsohn is, like, creepily spying on him. Like, he just had his back against the wall, just, like, peeking around the corner. Like, you're a teacher. You can just show up. You can just roll in.
Exactly. You're supposed to be there. Shit just happens. Is that on the test? There's a lot of pictures of the Earth there. This is sort of early American Mendelsohn, right? Like, I don't... He was in Gods Behind the Pines. He was in
Is after this.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in Animal Kingdom.
He was in the original, that was the Australian version. Mississippi Grind or something. Now he's all over the damn place. Like, he was just Talos. Captain Marvel. He was the big baddie in Ready Player One. He was, you know, Krennic in...
Like Star Wars. Rogue One. He's been in 80 things. Let me take a look back.
Oh, shit.
So he got a start.
He's in Trespass, of course.
He got a start in 84. Oh, okay. I guess it's probably as a child actor, maybe. 19 episodes of Neighbors.
Right.
So. Doing a bunch of things. Quigley Down Under. Things I've sort of vaguely heard of but don't really know.
I like how it's kind of autumn in this movie and the leaves are falling. Like, you can't really fake that.
Oh, he was in Vertical Limit. Which I saw,
I never saw that one.
That was a movie that we went to see on my birthday, like a birthday party one year, and I don't remember anything about it, because I was like, I don't like this movie.
Here we go with the time capsule, 50 years.
But then he was in Australia, which I think is the Baz Luhrmann movie, right?
I think, is that with Hugh Jackman?
Baz Luhrmann, Nicole Kidman, Hugh Jackman, yep. He's in that. That's 2008. Right. And then the next year, he's in Knowing. He's also in Animal Kingdom in 2010, which is an Australian movie, which they remade into a U.S. TV series.
Oh,
2 years
that?
Later, he'd be in Trespass, and then The Dark Knight, and then Gods Beyond the Pines, Killing Them Softly, Adore, which was a movie that was very... I think they covered on How Did This Get Made, I think. Then he was in Startup, which is a great Australian prison movie, Exodus, Gods and Kings, another Gods movie, Lost River, Slow West, Mississippi Grind, which I still need to see, Rogue One, then Bloodline on Netflix, Ready Player One, Robin Hood, Captain Marvel.
Robin Hood? Is he the sheriff of Nottingham? Oh, is that the teacher from the beginning? That's cool. It's a good thing they opened this just in time for the apocalypse.
Super convenient, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they knew. So I wonder what Lucinda would have done if, like, in her mania, she's like, this is not going to be uncovered till after the apocalypse!
Well, why didn't she just write that shit at home or something? Like, why did she have to put it in the jar, but... Yeah. Like, she should have just kept a piece of paper in her pocket and been like, this is important.
Oh, boy.
Everyone, chill out, children. Cage's kid just so happens to get the ravings of a crazy lady. It's so lame. They're all, like, just pictures and stuff? Is that all they were supposed to write?
Well, I think
pictures?
They're just supposed to draw something, like, just, like, what do you want to give to your friend? Oh, right, he's hearing the thing, like, he's picking the vibration, I think, of the aliens, maybe?
Oh, they're guiding him toward that one? Oh, yeah, they whispered to him.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. I sort of forgot about the Dark City guys that show up at one point.
Octavia Spencer. Is that, or is that maybe not? I couldn't see her quickly enough, and that's not racist. I just thought it was maybe her.
She's in Never Been Kissed, and so is, like, John C. Reilly. That's that, like, Drew Barrymore movie, but there are, like, so many weird act, like, weird, but, like, it's so weird to see who are playing teachers at the high school, or, like, the, or, like, reporters at, Drew Barrymore's job. It's, like, all these actors who are huge now, but, like, or seem to be. I was like, I don't remember these people back then, but now I recognize all these people.
Octavia Spencer not in this. That is Liam Hemsworth that we saw before.
Oh, so are all the other numbers? That's it. That's what it was. So
it's a GPS coordinate and the date. And
but
the
it's also
dead.
All of the events they missed, right? Like there's a whole bunch of events.
We like predicted like 9/11 and stuff. Yeah. So it's like, just that the there's a few more. There's the plane crash that
so
we get.
So what
to.
Do you think was on that paper?
Well, they point out some. I know that 9/11's on there. I
but
do
they have to
it.
Be major body counts, or can they just be?
I don't think they all. I think it's just extinction of. I don't know.
Because I wonder. It's not. It didn't predict like the Kennedy assassination, right? Like that's not some of the coordinates, right? Like that's too. That's only one person, right? Like it needs to be like a group of people. So
yeah, it's not like Dallas one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, just like maybe I don't know. Maybe the Challenger disaster.
See that kid. That kid's not doing homework. He's doing Sudoku.
Oh, because he's good at numbers.
It is creepy. Like, that's a really creepy thing to get. Can you imagine if you're that kid and you open up your letter from a girl from 50 years ago and that's what you see?
Like, yeah, I'd be a little garbage? Freaked out.
Although, I feel like if your dad's an astrophysicist and if you're good at numbers, like, you'd be like, let me try to figure out what this means. I feel like you would maybe dig a little bit deeper than this kid did. But also, he's probably 10.
One Red Shoe?
Ooh. Go listen to Hanks of the Memories, which is not out yet, which will be out next Friday, the 19th. For a bad Tom Hanks movie.
Is Cage singing in that footage? No, it's the mom.
I forgot. I was looking at IMDb when I was looking up to see if Octavia Spencer's in this movie, which, again, she is not. But the girl who played Lucinda back in 59 is also playing Abby in 2009.
Oh, cool.
So, it's nice when they can do that, because that girl obviously has, like, a creepy aesthetic and creepy vibe to her through the makeup and through her acting and stuff like that, and for her to be able to play two parts is a cool thing. Cage drinks again.
A lot in this movie. Wow, he's a...
Well, I mean, his wife died. He's dealing with a house that he does not have the time to fix up. Apparently, he's got a kid who doesn't want to wear his thing.
Yeah, but he's got a, you know...
The Simpsons.
Got a job.
Planet Earth. Oh, a tiger. Shout out Mandy.
Oh, nice. This reminds me of Ghost Rider when he only wanted to watch monkeys on TV. He likes watching nature.
He loves nature. Oh, Cage, what are you doing, man?
He's really drunk now.
You're wasting alcohol. I think he's just mindless. I don't think he's drunk as much as just, like, out of it. You know what I mean?
It's all fate. You know, if he hadn't overpoured and put that glass down just down there.
And it just hadn't circled 9/11/2001.
So I wonder if this started as like one of Alex Price's crazy conspiracy theories, and then he's just like, you know what, I probably shouldn't reveal that I'm that crazy and just turn this into a movie and make some more fictional events around it. Because like, who comes up with that? What is that?
It's a cool idea.
I guess.
Sorry, kid. You know how to say these words, right? Like, we can just erase this
like,
word.
Okay, what if you were going to... What if this movie came out before 9/11? Like, what would be the big event that people would be take him seriously or, like, that would make Cage sort of go, oh, this is a real deal. Like, you couldn't... Like, is this a true post-9/11 movie?
I mean, I know that we know what this is, but, like, how do you not see 911 and be like, okay, let me split that off? You know what I mean? Even if you're not splitting off 911, 9-11-01, 9-11-01, 9-11-01, 29-96.
What could that mean, 9-11-01? When, what happened on that day?
Just 3 or 4 years earlier than this, Cage would play in World Trade Center.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which, maybe a month or two ago, as you're listening to this, if you're listening to this as it comes out, John Bernthal was on Mark Maron's podcast on WTF, and they were talking about, he was talking about that movie, which I don't even remember he was in. Maybe.
Was he? I remember Michael Shannon.
Very small part.
Michael Shannon walking from, like, Boston to New York. Like,
what's this guy up to? Oh, he's just a good guy. Okay.
On a mission to help.
But, he was talking about how he had, like, this, I think it was his first movie role, because he had been an actor before. He had, like, it's actually a really good interview. I really like it. But he was talking about how this was his first movie role, and he's like, I'm going to get into the mind of the firefighter who died. And, like, dude, you have one line. Like, do not bring their family into this. But he, like, spent time with other firefighters and told, like, you know, the guys who were friends with the guy who died.
Hmm.
And, you know, got to know them. And then eventually they connected him to the guy's wife. And he sort of talked to her a bunch on the phone and everything like that. And, you know, he had a very small role, but it was cool to hear. They don't talk about, I don't think they talked about Nicolas Cage. They talked about Oliver Stone, who made the movie. But I was like, oh, I know that movie.
We watched it.
I feel like, I understand that maybe this is how you work, right? Like, you're going to do this on the board. Dude, but why not type it up?
Yeah, type that shit. Like,
you already have
no
it written.
Way. You know how lucky he is his whiteboard was big enough and that he started with small enough letter numbers and everything? Like, dude, I rewrite lists, like, all the time, and it gets so annoying. It's like, there's no way I would write all that out on a whiteboard. You could do all this stuff, like, on sheets or something.
Yeah.
So are these real disasters that he's finding, or do you think they're movie made?
No, I'm guessing that some poor intern had to, like, hey, go find us 50 disasters that killed thousands of people.
Because that seems kind of like, nowadays they wouldn't do that. That kind of feels a little important. In fact, didn't they get rid of some footage in Bird Box because, like, they used real footage of, like, a plane crash?
I think
YouTube?
In the UK they did, or something like that.
I still haven't
seen Bird Box.
One of the weirdest bits is, like, on, do you watch John Oliver?
No.
Okay, so, like, in London, I guess they can't show footage of Parliament and stuff, so he airs, like, all of this other random stuff instead for them. So, like, we get to see the footage, but they, and he's like, well, and if you're in London, this is what you'd be watching right now. And it's just, like, you know, like a bear on a unicycle or something. Whoop, Cage dropped his drink.
I don't think I have any bingo squares crossed off.
Wow. Am I going to win with one?
Actually, no, I'm going to cross off Cage Freaks out because he just understood the gravity of the situation right there. I'm going to get Airplane or Airport later, so I'm going to do half cross there.
I'm going to get so many of these, but
Cage on screen with an animal when he was watching a tiger on screen, does that count?
Sure, I'll give it to you.
Cool. Trying to see if there's anything else. Someone makes a threat.
I know, I have that too. It's coming.
It's, yeah.
Magic mysticism, I mean.
Another movie plays in this movie. I think he was watching a nature documentary. Well, maybe it was a movie. Do you think it was a movie or was it a TV show he was watching? I'll say it was a movie.
So what is this now? A photograph of his whiteboard?
Yep.
It's missing a couple circles and things. Like,
well, because he doesn't know what those are
yet.
Oh,
those are the coordinates. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Okay, so the number could be as low as 81. I mean, not that that's a low number.
I see a 48 circle.
You know how many school shootings would be on that list nowadays? You know, like, that's what's crazy. Is like, it's only been 10 years and there's been so many tragedies. Like, that list would be so much longer.
But I don't know. 48 is still a lot. But there's also one he looked at that killed 229,000 people. So
I know. It's like, it's so random. There should be, like, that's why I want to know, is it just predicting significant deaths and events, or is it really going for, like, a tally? And I love how the code just gives up, and it's like, everyone else. Everyone
well,
else
well,
now.
Well, no, because it's not the code's giving up. It's that's when Earth is ending.
I know, but I mean, it's just funny how it's like, oh, we're going to keep count of how many people are dying. It's like a very specific number. And then it's just like, oh, everyone else. It's not like, oh, there's, you know, 21 million, whatever number of people left. Like, that would have been, I feel like that would have been in the algorithm a little bit.
That kind of would ruin the twist.
Oh, no, of course it would ruin the twist. I mean, none of it makes any sense, but I'm just trying to pull it together in my own mind. It's the only, or maybe if there were more letters in the code.
Oh, Kate freaks out. Again, I already had that. I do, so I understand. I appreciate that Ben Mendelsohn is trying to be rational and being like, look, this looks crazy, but like what all these numbers mean. But also at the same time, there are so many coincidences where so many things are like lined up perfectly. Like,
yeah,
you gotta believe a little bit, man.
You know, if you came to me with this much crazy evidence, like I couldn't just show you the door immediately. You know, I'd have to. It would pique my interest too much. I'm surprised they wrote Ben Mendelsohn's character as like such a doubter. I mean, they're exploring the cosmos. They're looking for the unknown. Like, this should be right up his alley. It's probably why the aliens targeted Cage and his family. Because he knew, like, that's the type of mind he has. He won't ever be able to let it go.
Well, I think that's where the aliens were whispering, right? Like, that's... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cage just going to random old teachers' houses and...
Well, she's the principal.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just, he, you know, I don't know, it just seems weird that she's like, oh, you're not even, who are you, the father of a student now, but you want to know about this kid 50 years ago? You're not a cop, are you? No, I'm not a cop, ma'am.
So today, as we are as we're recording, on this day in 2007, Grindhouse came out.
Oh,
on this day in 1990, I Love You to Death came out.
Oh,
and it's also Paul Rudd's birthday.
Hey, he's 50, right?
He's 50.
That's crazy.
He still looks great. He probably looks better than he ever has.
I watched him. Okay, so yesterday there was this movie with him and Steve Coogan. They were like, they were a couple raising a kid in like Arizona, and Paul Rudd had that same haircut and beard that he had in Mute. It was really weird. It wasn't like a bad movie, but like Paul Rudd looks so drastically different with like this huge lumberjack beard. And then he had like half of the sides of his head shaved and like a faux hawk thing. It was a bizarre look, but
that's
I was
weird.
Like, he must have shot this right after Mute or something.
So it's new.
Yeah, it's current. It's from this year. So...
How have I never heard of that movie? You said it's Steve Coogan and Paul Rudd?
Yeah, because I think it was a British movie made in America. I don't know.
Is it a comedy or is it like a...
It's like a dramedy. They're like a bickering couple, and then Coogan finds out he had a kid or something.
Ideal Home?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen the poster. These dads suck. But I didn't know what it was about because it wasn't theaters. It made it to theaters last year.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Holy shit. You see what Paul Rudd looks like in that movie?
No. Well, you gotta look. Hold on, let me look.
No, so I was describing him. He's got, like, the crazy beard. He's got the wild hair.
Oh, wow, yeah. And Steve Coogan looks like Steve Coogan.
Yeah. So here's what else is weird. I was watching that Laurel and Hardy movie with Steve Coogan and John C. Reilly. And then they were also both in Holmes and Watson. So I was like, oh... That must have been fun to be like, hey, we just did this really great movie together. Now we're making this terrible movie together.
There's something I was watching lately that I feel like the Trip guys that Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon were just like in one shot of, and I don't remember what it was, but they're like just in a restaurant.
Rob Brydon was in Holmes and Watson as well.
I guess when you get one, you get a discount on the second one.
Do not see Holmes and Watson. It is rough.
doesn't this kid look like the kid from Wayward Pines, though, a little bit, or no?
A little. He also looks a little like Iron Man 3 kid.
Mm.
Like,
oh, that's true.
See, not the hair, but...
I don't think that I saw him in anything else. Hold on. Chandler Canterbury, most known for this, After Life, After Dot Life, The Host, which was that Saoirse movie, and Repo Men. He stopped acting like 5 years ago.
Was he Jude Law's son in Repo Man? Men?
Like Peter.
The Pumpkin Eater. Oh, is that Cage's sister? In the movie? Remember he's got a sister? Oh, yeah. She's got kind of a Zooey Deschanel thing going in that shot. What was the other movie he had a sister in? But they never... They weren't on screen together.
It was the one with Jennifer Carpenter.
Okay.
What movie was that? Because she's like, I'm friends with your sister. We're like, why aren't you just her sister? His sister. But I don't remember what movie that was. Let me take a look at that.
And he acted with his own brother as his brother.
Seeking Justice. He had a sister.
That was it. Seeking Justice. And they only talked on the phone.
So there's that new movie by S. Craig Zahler, the guy who made Bone Tomahawk, the guy who made...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dragged Across Concrete.
I heard
it's 2 hours and 40 minutes long.
Oh, Avengers is going to be 3 hours and 58 seconds.
I understand that. That's fine. This is not fine. This guy should make exclusively 90-minute movies.
I mean, he wants to go... He's going for an epic, I guess. I don't know.
I haven't seen... Cell Block 99 was not good.
I didn't see it. I was kind of like... I look at it and I'm like, I don't really feel like watching this ever. Like, it's not that I'm against prison flicks and stuff. There's just something off about the look of that movie to me.
It looks terrible. Also, that's not Rose Byrne.
No.
That's just his sister.
Yeah.
Who's Rose Byrne play?
The mom of
the other girl.
The mom, yeah, the crazy lady. Crazy person. She's a noise, huh?
Who is she? She doesn't look familiar at all. I mean, I know her from the movie.
She looks like she could be Cage's sister, though.
Does he have siblings?
Yeah, he's got brothers.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. He's got, I think, three?
Mark Oppola.
And then Mark is the radio DJ, right? And then his brother, Chris, who directed Deadfall and is in Arsenal as his brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's one more, but I'm not sure.
He doesn't have any sisters. Just got brothers. Bunch of boys.
Yeah.
So, fifth build in this movie is D.G. Maloney as The Stranger, which feels very high. Do you think, is that this person? Is this who we saw? No, maybe not. Because she plays Allison. Was that woman's name Allison?
No, I don't think so. See, okay, now an oil rig exploded. How many people probably died on an oil rig? Like 10, 11? Does that make the list?
No, but he's trying to find something that
makes
the
list. Oh, I see. He's looking for the list there. Yeah. Yeah.
He's hunting for tragedy. But he's not finding it. He's looking for love in all the wrong places.
Certainly. Cage passed out.
At 3:30 in the afternoon. Like, I know he had probably had a long night of trying to, you know, the news.
He's getting hammered.
He missed his pickup. It's raining.
I had a liquid lunch, son. Oh, this is with the plane. Yes. Oh, I hate that traffic. Look at that. I just hate watching traffic. Oh, wait. Cage is on the phone. What am I doing? Cage is driving. What am I... I'm off the ball here.
Explosions and airplane or airport. I'm going to get here. Bad CGI, we're going to have to see if it's good or bad. I remember it being pretty okay.
Man, Cage isn't going to die until the very end of this movie, so... Oh, is this him trying to date? This is pre-Tinder, right?
Yeah, I guess. Probably. 10 years ago? Sure. There was online dating 10 years ago.
Uh-oh, as we realize the numbers are
coordinates. But what GPS has your coordinates like that? Like, what consumer-grade GPS?
Maybe they do. Maybe you need to turn them on.
But who's watching that as a user?
But that might be, like, is that like a Garmin? Like, what is he even using? It's not his phone or anything.
No,
it could
it's
be like a
TomTom or
a
Garmin. But I don't think it is. Like, you know, why does he need, I mean, maybe.
I mean, it was kind of smart for the movie to do that, but...
Well, no, I mean, the movie has to do it.
It could be at a time where, you know, GPS technology was, people just weren't, you know, not a lot of people had it 10 years ago. I don't know. So you could do whatever you needed to in the movies with it. Why are you getting out of your car?
Because he's this location trying to find out what's going on. Other people are getting out. You know, it's terrible. Traffic. People are upset. There's an accident.
There already was an accident.
He's like, dude, 230 people died in this accident. No, sorry, just one. There's going to be something else here.
No, like, get back to your car.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Famous last words. Whoa.
Is that bad CGI? That looks pretty...
looks all right.
That was bad CGI. It starts,
it gets worse.
Good, gets bad, goes...
But, I mean, I think it's much better than the subway, which we're going to get to.
Oh,
the subway is
terrible. But also, that looked great in 4K, so, I mean, you know.
No, that looked... I liked
happy
that.
Happy 4K.
This is a nice sequence here, this one shot of him running through the wreckage. So much wreckage already.
I wonder who shot this movie. Do you know who did cinematography? Cinematography.
Oh, Man on Fire.
Shot by Simon Dugan.
All right, what's he shot?
Isn't It Romantic? That new movie, which I did not like. He did Hacksaw Ridge.
Oh,
he did your favorite movie of all time, Warcraft.
No.
He did 300 Rise of an Empire. Movie? He did Great Gatsby, which looks great.
Oh, man, I'm wearing my Warcraft shirt today. I didn't even realize it.
Proving my point. Killer Elite, which I don't know. Restraint. The Mummy 2 of the Dragon Emperor. Live Free or Die Hard.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Underworld Evolution.
Whoa.
A
that was
movie
crazy.
We've talked about, iRobot.
So he's Proyas Boyas.
He's Proyas Boyas. Most known for Gatsby, Hacksaw Ridge, iRobot, and this.
Alright. Hacksaw Ridge probably.
A woman is attacked by the environment.
Alright, then I'm doing it. I'm pretty sure Rose Byrne gets attacked later.
If Cage compromises a woman, which he does not, I win.
Do you think, did Cage steal that page of letters, I mean, of numbers?
Is Cage
he,
page?
Yeah, the page of numbers that his kid, he technically stole that, right, from
his
kid?
From his kid? Sure.
Cool.
But also, he has it on a whiteboard, he has pictures of it, but he also, I mean, you know, it's everywhere. I do like that Cage is doing his best Jack Shepard.
Some CPR action here.
No, I mean, it's just like it's the opening of the pilot of Lost, right? Like,
oh, they think he survived the crash. Look at that. Yeah, that opening pilot of Lost is great.
Mm-hmm. This isn't an adaptation, right? This is just a straight-up original
I don't
idea.
Think so. Yeah. It's from the mind of Alex Proyas.
From the mind who brought you Dark City, which The Matrix
but
ripped off.
Also brought you that weird Egyptian movie with the gods of Egypt or something. Did you ever see that? They
yes,
did a how
it's great.
This get made on it.
It's not great, but it's fun enough.
It's ridiculous. I forgot his sister is in this much of the movie.
Babysitting, I guess, or just sort of being there, or
I guess just being there.
I don't think she lives there, right? She's just hanging out.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if they're twins, like in Gone Girl. Affleck has a twin sister in that movie.
Oh, right.
She, like, runs the bar or something, and they play Scrabble or whatever. I don't know. Bad accent. Would you say Ben Mendelsohn's doing a good American accent?
No, he's sort of hovering halfway between American and Australian.
He's not quite there yet.
Oh, right. Affleck's twin in that is Nora Durst, Carrie Coon.
Oh.
Leftovers.
I guess she picked him up from school when Cage never showed. You have someone else you can call, sweetie?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he said, I'll be there in 10 minutes. And then he witnessed a plane crash.
Oh, those are definitely crazy eyes.
Are they? Or are they dead eyes?
I think they're crazy right, at this fine. Point. Look at him. He's in the shit. Don't worry. The odds are I'm not going to win.
Is you saying the shit a Twin Peaks connection? Are you going to try to shovel your way out of the shit?
I was using it in more of a war sense, but...
Kid, you're 9 years old. What do you want? Yeah, you are. I wonder, you know, have your niece or nephew ever said to you or to their parents in front of you, like, I'm not a kid anymore?
No, not yet.
Because, like, you have to be like, yeah, you are. Like, you know, and believe me, embrace it.
Yeah, really. Don't rush. Kid, are you going to shave? Oh, damn. 81
die.
He's freaking out because he knows he's right now.
But he already knew he was right.
No, but now he really
But now
knows.
He knows, so I guess, what the other numbers
the
mean.
The coordinates and everything, yeah.
But it's also the kind of thing where it's like, if you, it's not the boy who cried wolf, but it's similar. Like, if you know that something's going to happen at this location, can you do anything to stop it? And
right.
The answer is
no,
really no.
Because he tries in New York, where he goes to do the subway thing, and he almost gets arrested. And then there's the guy, he thinks the guy has a bomb, and it's not a bomb at all. It turns out just to be like a crash or something.
I'm going to turn the volume up so we can hear his accent.
I wonder why he has to put on an American... Like, that's the thing. Like, especially in Star Wars, I was so bummed that he didn't just bust out, you know, his natural voice. Because, you know, there's a lot of British-sounding people in Star Wars. You could have an Aussie.
I do like his American accent, though.
It's specific to him. I'll say that. Like, he doesn't... He's worked on it, and it's... Fine
like it's,
now.
It's gravelly, but not gravelly. It's like...
It's distinct.
Not great. It's not great.
It's getting there, though. Like,
it gets better.
Now,
as
yeah, now
on.
I think he's good. Like, you know, in modern stuff. Your scientific mind...
I do like that they are literally and figuratively separated by the board. You know what I mean?
The framing and everything. Oh, there's the stranger. Stranger danger.
Hello, sir. We just need your child and all other children so we can save them from this extinction-level event that's about to happen.
Yeah. Would you mind if we gave your son this rocket, which would basically mean, like, he's got a turn saved on the spaceship off this rock?
It's like a Willy Wonka golden ticket.
It is like a golden ticket thing. What I don't like about them is Cage... Does Cage... I can't remember. Does Cage ever find out what they really look like? Yeah, they reveal themselves. Okay, so never mind. I forgot. I thought Cage doesn't get to see that they're actually, like, alien angel... people. Which, you know, he's sporting the angel look that Cage did in City of Angels.
Yeah, all black, everything.
So are we supposed to think he's more of like a demonic presence at first?
I think he's supposed to just be like an outsider, you know what I mean? Like, he has good intentions. We don't know he has good intentions. He's not doing anything to give off the impression that, like, hey, I'm a good guy.
No, not at all. He's giving off negative vibes.
The opposite of the opening to Mike and Dave, good vibes only. This is
he's getting the vision.
This is Close Encounters-y.
Yes. But the kid sees, like, the future. This is creepy. Oh my gosh, and now for all the forest animals to be running. Help. How long do you think the Earth's got to burn for? Before it all, like...
Goes out?
Yeah. Ah! There's some bad CGI. Big moose.
Not great. So I guess there's a couple different things that you could figure out. So, like, either it burns away everything that can burn, not Ken Burns, or there's enough smog that it, like, creates another level of the ozone, sort of, that, like, basically cuts off oxygen and the fire would die.
I was thinking maybe, like, there's that wave of destruction that sets everything on fire, and then there's, like, an extinguishing blow, too, so, like, there's, like, a backdraft or something that puts it all out after? I don't know.
Backdraft starring Kevin Costner?
No, starring Kurt Russell.
Oh, I have no idea. That movie...
Directed by Ron Howard.
So the local AMC by me has... You know, I Brian was talking about this on a podcast recently. I don't know if it was... Oh, it was on this Peggy Sue Got Married, I think. Or maybe it was one after that.
My Wang.
But they were talking about how... He was talking about how it's weird that, like, there's certain... You know, AMC has, like, these, like, director series. And, like, this is his most noted... And it's Peggy Sue Got Married. Like, the guy who made The Godfather and The Godfather 2 and The Conversation and...
Yeah.
And Apocalypse
Uncle Francis.
Now. And his most notable one is Peggy Sue Got Married. He's just like, it's weird. What's also weird is that my local AMC has, you know, movie posters. I just think they've never changed. And one of them is just Backdraft. Like, but they're, like, it's... You have literally every movie poster that you could ever want. You could just, like, put something cool up there and...
Backdraft.
I've never seen Backdraft. I'm not talking shit about Backdraft.
It's a good movie.
But I'm just saying, of all the movies to have ever been made, and you've probably got, like, 10 posters up, and one of them is Backdraft, and they're
okay,
all on that level. Like, it's not like... I would almost rather have, like, the cliche, like, Casablanca. Like, all... You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
the 10 that everybody would know. Because it's like, oh, yeah, like, I get what they're doing here, but Backdraft, it's like, what?
If they get another shot, look at this kid's Rubik's Cube, which now is important in Cage lore, because Spider-Man Noir couldn't figure it out at first, but... Purple? But the kid's got, like, a black Rubik's Cube with numbers on it.
It's a Sudoku Cube.
Oh, Sudoku Cube. Okay, I didn't know there was one.
I had one.
There's Rose Byrne. She's got a good American accent, I think. She's great in those X-Men movies.
And Neighbors. And
That's
everything.
Right. She does have her accent in Neighbors? She doesn't have a... I always thought she had a regular voice. I will have to rewatch that.
No.
Guess I'll have to rewatch both of those. Where's Neighbors 3?
They made a Neighbors 3. It's like it's like a 2 minute short. It's like Zombies Rising or something.
That's my Joe. Seth Rogen.
She was just in an episode of At Home with Amy Sedaris, which was very good. I love Rose Byrne. Not a Rubik's Cube, but in Shazam, there's the Magic 8-Ball.
That's right. Yeah, I like that. It's cool.
My Letterboxd review is that every time I saw Mark Strong in that movie, I just waited for him to sing John Denver. Because, like, I feel like, I've seen him in a bunch of things.
Yeah.
But burned into my brain is the end, or not the end, but spoiler alert, his
end
of Kingsman 2.
Yeah.
Where he just sings Country Home, or Country Roads, and he just, you know, sacrifices for
Take
the team.
Take me home. Ooh, look at the size of that spider thing.
These are the animals he just saw burning.
That's right. Rose burning.
Oh!
Yeah, I was watching Shazam, and my nephew leans over halfway through the movie and calls the whole ending.
That's a good accent. Everyone in my theater...
He's like, this is what's going to happen. And I was like, oh, good call.
I'm not going to spoil it because this is coming out Thursday.
No, I'm not, but I'm just saying,
like... My theater applauded when that thing happened.
So did mine.
And I was like, really? Like, it's a fun
movie. And
they
laughed a lot, too, when it happened, too, because of, like, there's something that happens before it happens, I feel, but... You know,
we'll talk after the episode.
Yeah.
But like, for a while in the movie, there's comedy, and I also I'm being mean about Shazam just because I feel like I enjoyed it, but people are like, this is the most fun action.
No, it's no Aquaman was better.
Also, half the MCU was better.
Oh no, I know. Yeah, no, but it's still good. I mean,
oh, no,
I put it up against.
I enjoyed
you're
it.
Right. I'd say half of the MCU is better,
yeah.
But it is better than half of the MCU,
which
is still great.
Yeah.
I mean,
but people were laughing throughout the entire thing, and like, it took a while for me to like get into liking it. And people were like, "Oh, Darla's the best." It's like, no, Darla's just a cliche character that like she's the precocious kid.
Yeah,
she's good.
But she's still the best. I mean, no, I get it though.
I don't know. Yeah, go see Shazam. Don't see Pet Sematary. See Shazam.
See Us.
See us. If the beach bum is still around, you see the beach bum.
Not around anymore by me. I was going to go tomorrow.
I told Joe, too. I was like, because he was talking about how he and Joe, too, my co-host on Zack Attack, which Zac Efron is in, and he's so goddamn good in it. And he's also my co-host on Too Fast, Too Forever, and Boyfriend Material, and Magic Mike's. He's been on a bunch of our podcasts.
Oh, is Mendelsohn a Cage Club crossover with
Trespass?
Place Beyond the but the Goss Behind the Pines,
oh,
too, right?
Well, Rose Byrne's also Zack Attack.
Bingo!
Wow, look at you!
Look at me, I actually won a bingo.
You are 53 minutes in. What do you have? What are your five?
Right, well, I don't know. Well, so these are all these were all sanctioned. School.
Yep.
Crossover.
Yep.
Free Space. Woman yep. Attacked. Cage steals something. So.
Oh, that's why you asked if he stole the thing.
I'll take an asterisk next to it if you
no,
want
no,
to put
no.
one.
No.
It's
fine.
Been,
53
it's
minutes.
It's been months since I even came close to winning.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, as bad as I am in the Too Fast, Too Forever game, in getting the tweets, like, the boy, do we have a podcast for you, and you're beating me there.
Yeah,
I'm
I don't
beating
know.
A bingo, like, 8-2 or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know,
are we keeping track? We should have been keeping track, because that would have been funny.
Are you keeping track? Email mailbag@cageclub.me. But anyway, I was talking to Joe, too, about The Beach Bum, because he loves Spring Breakers, like, I love Spring Breakers, and he's like, I really want to see this movie, but Rachel doesn't want to see the movie, Rachel, his wife, and she's like, he's like, she wants to see us first. I was like, look, go see The Beach Bum, because I guarantee you, in a week, at most, it's going to be done on one showtime a day, and then in 2 weeks, it's going to be gone. And he's like, okay, cool. And so they saw it, and then he messaged me yesterday. He's just like, good looking out, because it's already gone.
Yep.
It's in one showtime. I think today it's like 5 o'clock somewhere. You know, like, it's...
Oh, yeah, I think Thursday was the last showtime around me. I don't know.
You could probably find one. Like, if you go to... Maybe you go to Palisades.
Yeah, maybe there.
But I can't imagine it would take too long for it to be out on VOD, but man, oh man. I saw it twice in theaters. It's so
great.
Good. I can't wait to talk about it. On Zack Attack, or Zac Efron plays Flicker.
Flicker, that's a cool name.
Well, I mean, in the scheme of things where there's characters named Moondog, Lingerie Doggy Dog, Captain Whack, Flicker is kind of like a solid fourth place.
Oh, it's playing in Clifton. I could go there. Okay.
There you go.
Tomorrow at 4. Otherwise, there's one showing. It's, like every, it's all New York. Oh, terror remember the threat level? The terrorist threat level colored coded thing? Ooh, there's more angel men.
Where is Andre Brower? E.
And it's written backwards, so.
Well, he thinks they're threes, but they're written as, you know, E's. Yeah, we get it. There's also another character in Beach Bum that's basically named Limp Dick. His name's not Limp Dick, but they only refer to him as Limp Dick.
Well, that was like the kid in mid-90s. His name is Shitfuck. She looked like Selma Blair there when she opened the door for a second. Like,
I can see
head.
That. Selma Blair from Skyscraper.
She's
right?
In Skyscraper?
Maybe not. Who was the wife in Skyscraper?
Nev Campbell.
Oh. Who's Selma Blair?
So, Cruel Intentions, Hellboy? She's the girl, she's Hellboy's, like, partner?
Oh, she's a mom and dad, that's what I was trying to think of. I was like, I think she was in a Cage movie.
Mom and dad, that's
yeah.
It. Yeah.
I should play Kris Jenner on the OJ crime story.
Oh.
She played Cyber Girl on one episode of Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's she most known for? Cruel Intentions, Hellboy, what are the other two? I'll give you Hellboy 2, because that's... What's the third one?
Oh, boy.
It's going to be tough. It's a Cameron Diaz movie. From 2002. Starring Thomas Jane. Cameron Diaz, Thomas Jane, Christina Applegate, and Lillian Adams. It's a rom-com.
Oh, wait. I think
a girl finds she is forced to educate herself. I never would have pulled his name. I've heard of the movie. I've never seen it. A girl finds she is forced to educate herself in the etiquette of wooing the opposite sex when she finally meets Mr. Right.
No idea.
Whoa, the sweetest thing.
Huh.
First came the rules of love. Now comes the fun.
Jeez.
Cute.
Okay. I hear Cajun New York in the fall. Oh, let's go there and take a picture of Lafayette and Worth. Be like, this is the famous scene from Knowing.
Like, what's Knowing?
Be like, what do you mean, what's Knowing? Knowing is knowing that it's Nick Cage movie. Like, oh, I remember also thinking, like, everybody in New York is wearing black today. Pretty much, except for that one guy in the blue shirt there and the blue tie. But no, it just seems like every, like, I know it's business district and everything, but Cage sticks out so much as the only person not in, like, business gear.
Were you listening to me, Neo? Were you watching the man in the blue sweater? Look again. Freeze it!
It is a very sort of Matrix-y looking scene.
Oh, yeah.
They think Cage is the terrorist? Great.
I feel like, to an extent, you could, if you want to stop what's going on, you could act like a lunatic and then, like, have it shut down. You know what I mean? Although you might get arrested. They might not actually
they'll arrest him, and they might, yeah, they might just try and take him off the premises quietly. And it's actually not that bad of a fake out when you think that he, like, the guy might be a terrorist, but what, he's just a DVD bootlegger, and
he's Dominic Toretto.
It's not a bomb at all. It's just like gonna be like a something on the track or something.
But also, why is this dude A, this paranoid, B, running from Cage? If this was actually New York, the guy like, fuck off, get out of my way.
It's true. Or he'd be like, you want some DVDs, man?
Also, subway stations are not this crowded.
No.
Very Cage stamp crowded. On the yellow line.
And where is that? Stand clear of the open door.
Oh, yes, he is behind the yellow line.
The cop not doing his job. See how confused that guy was for being bumped into?
Yeah.
He was just waiting for Cage to bump into him again.
Cage is currently in lifeguard pursuit. Pursuit. Lifeguard pursuit. It's a Baywatch reference.
Oh. Baywatch with Zac Efron?
Uh-huh. I got Zeph on the brain.
You stay on the train. Lady, you get off the train, but Dick, you stay.
Transit police.
Transit
also,
cops.
I like that. Oh boy.
So, what movies are those? We have
Lord
of War, Firebirds. What are the other two?
He's not even a bootlegger. He's just a shoplifter.
Oh, okay.
But
now they're all doomed.
So, number one, nobody's stealing movies in 2019. I can say that much because nobody's selling movies in 2019.
There you go.
Number two, I like that the Cage. And here we go. Here's the accident. Cage was so convincing. He's like, that's him. Get him. It's like, well, you just chased me from up on the street level through the subway, and then I'm like, hey, no, it's that guy you're looking for. And they're like,
they believe them.
Okay, cool.
Okay, this is going to look really bad. Really, there we go. Blah.
You know, it's not as bad as I remember. It's not good.
No, but the plane is much better after, you know.
Well, I think we talked about, like, they ran out of money. They had to have.
Sounds about right. Whoa. Oh, that's a great shot.
That's not good, though.
No, but that was a great
cool
idea.
Shot.
Just a little. Whoa, that's terrible. I like to imagine that Cage's character has, like, this shield around him, a shield of destiny, because he has to be witness to the piece of paper.
Witness me!
Mediocre.
All right.
Women shushing.
I think it'd be really kind of funny if, like, he's like, oh, the count was two off. Oh, is that woman the baby? I saved. Okay, we're good. Only 71 died, not 73.
What if, like, there was two more people had to die, and it was up to Cage to, like, choke them? It's like, it has to be now. I'm sorry.
Either of those movies is a great movie.
I feel like they should be playing that music again.
You know, I feel like... And we might have even talked about this on the episode. Doing World Trade Center 5 years after 9/11 was maybe not in the best taste.
No.
Doing soot-covered New Yorkers 8 years after 9/11, also not in great taste.
Yeah, you know what also rubbed people the wrong way, including me? The end of Man of Steel, when Superman and Zod cause, like, 8 9/11s in, like, 5 minutes. It's just, like...
That was one thing, going back to Shazam for a second, that I was, like, I feel like they tried to pay special attention to, like, not...
Yeah.
But, like, he would, like, jump into, like, a building, but, like, it would just break a window.
Right. The fights, like, felt more like I was expecting from Superman, to be honest.
Or there was, like, the time where Shazam and the bad guy collapse, like, basically colliding. Neo and Agent Smith in midair, but it's just, like, a little explosion.
Yeah.
Because that whole, like, final battle sequence is the end of Revolutions, but, like, not as cool.
Right.
Ooh, Cage in the shower. Cage shirtless.
Cage shirtless. Oh, I already got it, but you never know.
I feel like... So I've been trying to figure out a Twin Peaks connection this entire movie.
Okay, let me see if I can scratch my brain.
Like, this and X-Files connection are very tenuous at best. Like,
well, this is almost an X-Files episode, you know? It's like a guy finds a secret code and shit on that paper keeps happening and, you know.
Would you say that?
Men in Black. There's Men in Black in this movie. The Men in the Black, they're kind of, they're not government, though. So,
would you say that this is an adaptation of Lucinda's writing?
What is that? Oh, I'll still have the kids. I don't know if I can. I want to say
fine.
I just.
There's been no gold, which is surprising. There's no singing yet. War, not really. It's not really... The aliens aren't causing war. It's just, you know... Like, I have a decent card. It's just not panning out for this movie. There's Lucinda now playing Abby again.
We have a lot of similar ones. Like, the musical instrument, the visible tattoo, eating, gold.
And there's, like, 75 squares or something like that. Like, we got a bunch of the squares. It just got some crossover. I don't think I did it for this one, but I started with the other ones that we're going to put later, is that what I would do is I would take all 70 or whatever, right, and I would shuffle them, and I would just take the first 24, then shuffle again, do the other 24 for the next card. But now I started doing, just to sort of make things a little bit more interesting for when we go together, is take the first, like, 48, so we all have different squares.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't, like, that's, in terms of bingo, that's not how bingo works.
No, there's,
like,
overlap.
There's overlap, but I also think it's kind of interesting that, like, we just have wildly different cards.
We could shoot, yeah, I would be up for that.
Which, I don't remember if these next two are going to have that or not, but... We've also got to figure out, by the end of the next movie, what May is going to be.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We got time to figure that out, though. Maybe we'll figure that out between movies when this is exported.
What's in May, anyway?
May Day, Memorial Day.
Is it Mother's Day?
Mother's Day.
Memorial Day. Oh, so, what could... Maybe for Memorial Day, we could do, like, military stuff? I don't know.
Okay, we could do that. There's a lot of military. We'll think about it. We'll take a look at the list.
I think we gotta get USS Indianapolis out of the way again at some point. We talk about CGI. It's like
a
PlayStation 2 level aircraft carrier that's parked the whole movie. What was the Gretzky quote?
That's exactly what I was just about to say. I thought recently about you miss 99% of the shots you don't take, which is, in The Office, is a joke that Michael Scott says, like, that's his quote, but it's actually Wayne Gretzky's quote. But in this movie, it's also these kind of, these couple of sailors in the 40s. It's just like, okay.
Hey, you never know. Someone could have said it back then, and no one ever wrote it down and was like, yeah, because they died on the Indianapolis. Like, no one ever got that saying back.
Oh, boy.
To shore.
We also have maybe we'll do it in Lord of War, depending. Mm. There's Walt Hickey needs our help with something.
Oh, right. I think I saw that tweet. Yeah.
The Nicolas Cage movie plot bot.
Which I thought was just an actual algorithm that he designed, but I guess not.
It is, but, like, it you have to feed the variables in.
Oh, I gotcha.
We Very somber, slow.
Oh, I guess. His wife was on the list.
Mm.
Yeah, it is very somber. You're right. Get to melancholy. Well, I mean, the whole movie ends on one of the most depressing notes possible. It's like Endgame. I mean, not Endgame. It's like Infinity Wars. You know, it's like, where is the Xanax, please? Like, everyone just died. I guess Ant-Man was sort of the antidepressant. Ant-Man and Wasp was supposed to be like this antidepressant for Infinity War. And I guess Spider-Man is going to be, if people are like too overly emotional at the end of the next Endgame.
Mr. Stark, I don't feel so well.
Do you think in Endgame it's going to be the reverse position and Peter's going to be holding Stark in his arms and Peter's going to be saying, it's time to go, and Peter's going to be like, Mr. Stark, I don't want you to go. It's too soon.
I don't know, man.
That's how I'd write it. And he'd be like, you're a good Pete. And he gives him his keys to his Iron Man suit.
You see this? There's a sweatshirt that is... It's very sad.
Vanishing hoodie.
It's the left sleeve is just him starting to flake away. I want to know... I guess the big question... The only real question we need to know that's unresolved, that needs to set up for Endgame, is how does Ant-Man escape the Quantum Realm?
I think Wong helps him. I bet Wong is meditating, and because, you know, they showed all the different dimensions in there, and he's probably like, oh, someone is trapped in the micro dimension.
Getting a little racist with this impression.
What do you mean?
A little bit.
What? Was I? I'm sorry. All I said was, oh, someone was trapped in the quantum dimension. It's not like I was like, I could really pour it on if you want me to.
Oh, yes, sir.
Exactly. I didn't feel like I was doing that. He doesn't even talk like that in the movie.
No, that's why I don't know why you're saying that impression.
I thought I was just trying to do like a gruff voice.
No, you were doing an Asian thing.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Don't worry. No one's listening an hour and 5 minutes into this episode.
Because he's in Sunshine, and in Sunshine, he's basically like, hey, what's going on here?
Danny
like
Boyle
he's got
Sunshine?
Like a no, Benedict Wong.
No, but in Danny Boyle Sunshine. Or
yeah,
which?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
Danny
yeah
Boyle,
okay.
Sunshine.
All right, that would make sense. Because is Doctor Strange? Did he get snapped or does he escape?
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah,
but Wong is still there.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, we only know from what we see on these posters, the blacked out post.
Does Wong have a poster?
Yeah, and it's colored, so that means he's alive.
So Rocket's still alive, but Groot's
gone. And the big reveal on the posters was that Shiri did not survive. And then I guess from the trailers you find out that Gwyneth Paltrow's still alive. Oh, and
well,
Happy.
She's also just a poster.
Okay. And Happy's alive.
Yeah, Pepper and Happy both have posters.
And I think he develops his relationship with Aunt May. I bet she survived, and the two of them sort of deal with it together, like Peter being gone, Happy is there for her.
Oh. Maybe it's just 2 hours and 40 minutes of them consoling one another and 20 minutes of
no,
Ant-Man blowing up in Thanos' butt.
I think we are going to get a scene, though, where, like, Tony goes to see Aunt May and, like, Happy's there or something, and, like, they've been dealing with... Because he thinks Tony's gone, she thinks Peter's gone.
Yeah.
So they're, like, leaning on each other. Because there's something going on in that new trailer for Spider-Man. Between
I did not
them.
See it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know I don't watch trailers. I thought you didn't watch trailers either.
Yeah, well, I slipped a couple this... I slipped on Spider-Man.
Tut, tut.
Plus, they showed it in the theater like 5 times over the last 5 movies I went to see, so...
I've seen them canaling around Italy or something, and
yeah, there's not much in it. There's really... doesn't reveal a lot. Just
other than the fact that Spider-Man's back.
Well, I mean, that... Yeah, apparently that was a Sony thing. That was, like, part of the Sony deal. Yeah. It was, like... Well, it was supposed to be Guardians 3, originally. Like, that was the whole plan, is to kick off the next phase with that movie. That was the plan for, like, a long time, I heard. Oop.
HTML, or MCU.HTML is winding down.
Yeah.
As this comes out, probably the second part of maybe a 3-part Infinity War episode is out today. But then there's going to be a Ant-Man and the Wasp episode. There's going to be a Captain Marvel episode. There's going to be an Endgame pregame episode. And then Endgame is here.
Yeah, but then they have to be back for Far From Home and every subsequent film.
They're
going
to do a crossover. Nico was telling me this is a little bit of inside baseball if you're listening this far in and you also listen to those podcasts. They're going to do a crossover between X's for Podcast and HTML for the Dark Phoenix.
Oh, they should cross over with Third Time's a Charm for X3.
I told him that, and he said that you guys tried to schedule it, it never happened. I said, reach out again.
Oh, yeah, that was in November, though. So, like,
out again and just try to do it.
Yeah, I already read that book. It's great. That book was amazing. That movie is hard to get through.
But yeah, reach out, because I think he'd be down. Because I was like, just cross over with Mike. Because there's like a bunch of comics that they're going to be reading, and then they're going to do episodes
about.
Yeah, because
they're just up to the Dark Phoenix saga.
Because they're going to read episodes, or they're going to do episodes about, like, the three X-Men movies, the first three X-Men movies, and then they're going to do, like, I think it's something along the lines of, like, Origins Wolverine and something else, and maybe First Class, and then there's going to be, like, another two or three or whatever. So they have, like, a three or four episodes sort of covering a bunch of X-Men movies all in one. All leading up to Dark Phoenix.
Alright, this moment came way too late in the movie. Like, this needed to happen so much sooner. I'm feeling like the movie wants us to be all awake and up for this, and I'm just like, ugh, come on.
We got 45 minutes left in the movie or so.
So they're at her mom's house?
I guess.
Her crazy mom. And Cage finds all this stuff written underneath the bed?
So she's Lucinda's daughter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Revelation time. Everyone
like,
else.
That's super creepy.
Yeah. That was a rough day for her. When she scratched all that onto the bottom of the bed.
Probably with her fingernails.
Horn blaring.
I like that the aliens or the strangers or whatever you want to call them are like, horn?
You mean the alien stranger angels that never heard a car horn?
Angels.
They're like, run away from loud noises.
The Whisper people. Oh, so it makes sense that she plays a young Rose Byrne, because she's also basically an old Rose Byrne, in a sense, in her mom, and a young Rose Byrne in her daughter.
Ah, all right.
Good casting. Good
interesting.
Casting,
way to be, movie.
This also sort of all has a Wayward Pinesy kind of vibe. You know what I mean? Like, it's they're
bit,
out in the
yeah.
woods a little bit. There's, like, creepy
isolation.
Outsiders, others.
Mm-hmm.
Cage shaking as he holds the gun.
Nice little oboe action.
It'd be cool if this was Paul Bettany.
Yeah, if it was, like, anybody recognizable.
And not just a creepy blonde guy.
Yeah, and now you're doing your, like, Children of the Corn thing. Like, you're not making him... You're not making an ally with your actions here.
I'm going to just cross off Twin Peaks connection, because I feel like that's...
That's more of an X-Files thing, I think, but okay.
It is, but I think also, in a sense, the tall man who goes into Cooper's room in the beginning of season 2 reminds me of that. Also, it's not going to help me win either way.
It's just bingo. Yes, your mother could see the end of everything, and that would definitely drive someone insane. So, like, these angel alien people, no consideration for that child. They want to save all the other children, but not her mom. Is it even necessary to drop that list? Like, what was the whole point of it all? Because the angel people just come and snatch up the kids they want anyway.
I think it's just... I think it's... They had touched her or whispered to her or something, and she was just overwhelmed by all of this information. She just had to get it out of her somehow. Like, she wasn't writing it to warn people.
I
think she was just, like, obsessive with this list. Like, here, this has to happen in this way. Like, I need to get this out of my brain.
Yeah, okay.
It's sort of like, in The Man with One Red Shoe, how Tom Hanks has that earworm of a song in his head, he has to get it out.
Okay,
This is about death.
I wish it was an indication that things were getting a lot hotter on that week, but it doesn't seem like people are sweating more or anything.
I thought maybe, if I remember right, I might be misremembering, I think there was something new, sort of like, oh, it's getting warmer or whatever. I think maybe...
There was one news broadcast where it was like, not only is the terror threat level rising, but temperatures are rising. Everything's going to be red pretty soon.
Did you see that? I'm sure, I'm guessing it might have been on... Maybe on John Oliver. It was definitely, it made the rounds online. It was on Deez and Narrow about that, like, Midwestern news crew doing all the slang.
No. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Now I know. Right. They thought.
It's going to be lit. It's going to be lit. Keep it 100. Turnt. Holla.
I didn't. I got, like, halfway through it and I was like, I don't have time for this. This is not what I live life for to watch. It's like, I gotta go watch the Happy Time Murders instead. I've got time for that, apparently.
I don't know why.
It's not bad.
It's bad, probably. I haven't seen it, but...
I was pleasantly surprised about how it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. By the end, I was laughing like an idiot. But it's totally stupid. I mean, it's just... And it's all just stupid... It's all sex jokes and stuff, so... It's just perverted. But Melissa McCarthy's hilarious in it.
Well, she's funny. She just makes a lot of bad movies.
I didn't even know she had that sitcom, Mike and Molly.
Oh,
yeah. It was Molly?
Yeah, it's still on.
Oh, they do new episodes?
I think so.
Oh.
Hang on. Let me make sure I'm not crazy.
She just colored it in. I was like, oh, she drew that? She's amazing.
Oh, no, it ended 3 years ago. They did 127 episodes.
Oh, okay.
And Billy Gardell, Mike, is a comedian. Like, he's really funny too. I've never seen a minute of that show.
Are they at Ben Mendelsohn's observatory in the middle of nowhere?
It's safer. It's not safer. Everyone's gonna die.
No, they all should have just gone underground. They should have spent the whole movie digging a hole. Oh, the music's coming back in the background. They're using it as the score. They're playing it, like, super slowly. Parts of it. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
I love it. What was the movie?
Look at this. That's pretty cool.
It was a podcast we did, but I don't remember what it was. Where the podcast was, like, a very specific number of seconds or number of frames. Do you remember what I'm talking about? And, like... Shoot.
You mean the time of it? Like when it was done? Like its running time?
Yeah, but it was something... It was a movie that had specific time and date information like this.
Cool. A micro Tesla. What is a micro Tesla?
A small Tesla. A little car.
Oh, there's just nothing anyone can do. All you could do is be with your loved ones. Or dig a hole and get on the ground, quick.
It was Inception.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Something was the same, like, backwards and forwards and sideways.
Hang on, I'll find it for you.
Yes, why did you get this prediction if there's nothing you could do about it? You're not, Cage, just not.
The movie's runtime, 2 hours and 28 minutes, is a reference to the original length of Edith Piaf's song Non, Je ne regrette rien, which last song's first recorded edition, 2 hours and 28, or 2 minutes and 28 seconds.
Because they slow that song all the way down to make the... Yes,
which is super cool.
Shouldn't the sun be burning people more? Like, okay, now there we go. Like, she looks in pain from the sun, but she's just crying. That should be pain sweat from the sun.
You say pain sweat?
Yeah. Which I imagine
to be right now, and I'm just I didn't hear, but I did hear
half of Top Gun's sweat is pain sweat from being in pain from flying those fighter jets. You can
the other half is just they got the need.
The need for speed. Need to sweat bullets. I like The Rock, Hobbs. Give me a couple more towels, will ya?
Woman.
I still think of the, hey, Mia, better hide the baby oil. You better hide that big-ass forehead. Mm-hmm. It's Fast 6, but...
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Okay.
When Cobb asks his kids... Well, I think this is the same thing, but I'm just going to read it. When Cobb asks his kids what they have been... This is also maybe spoilers for Inception, I don't know. During the end of the movie, they answer building a house on a cliff, referring back to the beginning of the movie, mm-hmm. Saito's house on a cliff. The movie explains to the audience that significance of Fisher's number, and that will subconsciously keep reappearing in the dreams. In light of this, the audience can watch the whole movie prepared and notice the train that ran on Cobb and Mal over in Limbo had a number on it. A combination of those numbers is used on the taxi cab that Mal and Cobb get out of the real world, as well as their hotel room in the real world. Supposedly the whole movie was a dream. If it was, then Nolan cleverly made the movie exactly 2 hours, 28 minutes for a reason. The song is continually played to wake people up from the dream. It is 2 minutes, 28 seconds. But I thought there was more than that. Maybe there wasn't. No, maybe not.
Did we, like, record that night for 2 hours and 23 minutes or something?
Was it that long? I don't think
no,
it was.
No, I don't think so.
Because that was a movie where I was like, oh, I don't like this movie as much as I thought I did. That Cinemaker's run was good.
Oh, he's on the phone with his dad.
All the best cowboys have daddy issues. That's what Lost taught us. That's the name of an episode. It's either a Jack episode or a Sawyer episode, or maybe a both.
Sawyer's daddy.
Oh, right. His dad is also a preacher, and he's a scientist. It's, you know, man of science, man of faith. Another Lost
connection. Another Lost.
We should maybe add a Lost connection.
I mean, this movie is just chock full of them.
I mean, numbers.
Numbers, airplane crash.
I mean, Nicolas Cage was the star of Lost.
Well, just like shadowy figures doing stuff without telling you what the hell's going on, you know? You have
Jacob.
I mean, like, the others.
You know, considering how popular Lost was, it's kind of surprising to me that we don't see more of those actors in more things.
Yeah.
Like, Matthew Fox was in a couple things. Evangeline Lilly is obviously now in Wasp. And, but, like...
No, the guy who played Sawyer was on another show
for a while.
He was
on a TV show. You know, the guy who played Ben, Michael Emerson, was on a couple of the shows and stuff, but, like...
Daniel Day-Kim's in the new Hellboy, right?
But there's there's a lot of people who just we don't see again.
No, yeah, it's true. Michelle Rodriguez is all over the map, but
I always forget she's in Lost.
I know,
she's
it's
like
crazy. She's
maybe
in
6 or 8 episodes.
A couple. Yeah, that's true. Like, what's Hurley been up to?
I don't know. What's Charlie been up to?
Charlie.
What's Claire been up to?
Charlie. Oh yeah, what has Claire been up to? Well, what about
What have Nikki and Paolo been up to?
And fucking Ben. What the hell's Ben been up to?
He was on...
He had that show,
Person of Interest.
Person of Interest. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Well, I think he was on another show, too. But
he would have been good on movies. That guy was good. And Michael Perino, what's he been up to?
Well, he was in, I guess, before when he was in...
Matrix. Oh, no, it's starting again? Wait, what? But why? You already have the list. Ah, not with the nails!
This poor kid. Not only does he have voices in his head, but his dad is tackling him.
No, this is Cage trying to... Well, they go to the... this is the beginning of the end where he thinks he can save them, and she kidnaps them. Little end of the world B&E. See, where is this part of the score coming from? There's nothing like it throughout the rest of the movie. And there's moments where they could have used it, too.
The movie's otherwise pretty quiet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that the fucking door? That she was locked in that room, so he knows she drew on that door?
Yeah, because I think he's looking for the...
What, the coordinates?
Oh, no, that's what it was. So he realized the paper ran out, but she still had numbers in her.
Oh, because the boy kept writing when the paper was taken away.
And so he needed to find... He knew that she had gone underground on that, and she was, like, carving into the door. So she's looking for the door. He's trying to sand it down.
This is like robbing the gold in Stolen, like how fast this all takes place. Like, he gets the door, he heats it up.
Well, keep in mind, when you said that you were like, we should be at the end here, right? And I was like, there's 45 minutes left. That was yesterday. That was the day before the apocalypse. So, like, everything is happening in rapid succession now. I don't remember what this says.
Yeah, it already says everyone else. Oh, maybe it's the coordinates?
I think he might... Is he looking for a safe place?
No, it's like a number. 42.
4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42.
So, like, where are those coordinates?
Nearby.
Nope, they bounced on you, buddy. Rose Byrne, child snatcher.
Like, I get that you want to leave, but, like, give him, I don't know, a minute and a half.
Just a minute, yeah. It took him no time at all. At least as far as the movie told us, like, that worked immediately.
6 hours later.
Really? He gets out of the shed and it's night.
Earth is gone. But I got that number.
That protected him, just being in that little shed.
Guys, I knew the answer all along. We said to hide in sheds.
Well, you shouldn't talk while you're driving on the phone.
There's no signal. The towers are down.
Oh, it's all the electromagnetic interference.
Micro-Teslas.
That's what it is. That's also what's keeping them from burning up before the major flare.
You've been talking to the Whisper People behind my back? No, they just talked to us. Ooh.
They don't even have to be around the Whisper for us to hear it. They just... whenever. Just throwing a little accident there. Okay. It's amazing how few people are looting.
Well, I don't think people really... I mean, people...
Oh, this is where they find out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and that... That place is going to explode, right? I know she dies in, like, a car crash...
Breaking news from the EBT.
It's all real now. Shit has hit the fan.
This is the purge.
Exactly. Stand by for the next 12 hours.
I wish I was the president, because we were talking... What were we talking? It was a Hanks episode,
Splash.
Right? Splash!
Where I recast myself as the president of the United States who's in that movie.
Then we just have some generic general here.
Mm. General.
This kid, like, does not stay in cars.
No, he hates cars. This is kryptonite.
He's more of a Cars 2 guy.
What is that? What's that thing? Payphone?
He called Cage from a payphone before, remember? I like this kid just carries change.
It's a good call, too. And now we find out that those angel people can drive.
Was that them in the car?
I think that's them in the car. They get in that car. Or he does.
Where does this fall in her American roles?
Early. Like, this is before X-Men, for sure. I think X-Men was 2011.
She's been in 66 things. She started acting in 94. The first thing I know her from...
Freaking out.
I know that she's been in, Star Wars Episode 2.
Oh, as the Padme's handmaiden.
Dorme.
You know who else is one of those, if I'm not mistaken? Isn't Domino one as well? Sofia Coppola?
Really?
I think so.
She's in Marie Antoinette. She's in Sunshine, 28 Weeks Later.
Sunshine.
Knowing. 28 Weeks Later. The next year, she was in I Love You Too, Get Another Greek, Insidious. Then 2011, Bridesmaids, X-Men. Then The Gods Beyond the Pines. Oh, she's in The Gods Beyond the Pines, too.
Who is she?
Jennifer. Oh, I think she's married to Bradley Cooper, maybe?
Oh, yeah, okay. And they have that real asshole son.
Neighbors. This is where I leave you, Adult Beginners, Spy, The Meddler, Neighbors 2, X-Men Apocalypse. Oh, she's in I Love You, Daddy, which will never come out. That was that Louis C.K. movie.
Oh, okay.
That got, like, canned.
Yeah.
Because...
Good. Shelf it.
Instant Family. Instant Family is basically Shazam without a superhero.
I never saw Instant Family.
It's just a foster kid movie.
Yeah. I thought that was a really strong, well-done sort of message in Shazam. That's not from the guy. Oh, there she goes.
A woman is attacked by a truck. Well, that wasn't good.
No. I mean, would you rather that or get burned up alive, like, by the solar flare? Oh, there it is. There's the lightning.
I think both of them, generally speaking, are painless, because I think they're both instant death. You know?
I guess so.
Although, how this movie ends, again, spoiler, them all, like, the family together, like, you know, all
Hugging.
Going out together, like, I think that's kind of a nice sentiment.
She got two Paul Bettany's now.
Paul's Bettany.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's not dead.
Oh, that sucks. She's not dead yet.
It's like the end of Whiplash.
That's like a alien dollar. We paid you for your kid.
Boy, respect. It's an alien dollar. Look at Cage hopping curbs.
Yeah. Wow, nice drift.
Power slide. He is the new DK. That's what needs to happen.
Wow.
The way that we bring Cage into Fast and Furious and bring Tokyo Drift back in is that there's a new DK... And it's Nicolas Cage.
What if he just, like, takes over the entire mafia in Japan and, like, declares himself...
Or we find out that, what's-his-name's boss has been Nicolas Cage all along.
Oh, that would have been great.
Hattori Hanzo.
What if... Just what if across the board? I just want him in that series one day.
I do feel like, sadly... his brand not being what it once was, and the Fast and Furious movies sort of being so risk-averse, I think, as they get bigger. Uh-huh. I don't think that he would ever actually be in them.
No, he's not going to get back to that. I don't think he'll get back there for a while.
I don't think Keanu would either, but Keanu would be more likely to be in one of those movies than...
Yeah.
...than Cage. I really do wonder, like, who they would add. I mean, they added Idris for Hobbs and Shaw. We learned on the Furious 7 episode that we just recorded that is out as of 2 days ago that Denzel was offered the Mr. Nobody role.
Yeah,
you know, so
that'd be good. I'd like to
see
him.
There are big actors that we could add, that you could add to just bring in as sort of like to broaden the scope of the world, right?
Yeah.
But
it's hard. They brought in Kurt Russell. You know, they brought in Charlize. Like they try and do that now. It seems like one, like since Hobbs, like since that, like they've tried to introduce almost one per movie, like a new big.
Well, that's what you need
character.
To do, right? Although, not six. Did six bring anybody in?
Yeah, but six, they took out Giselle, right? So, like, and Han. And they've... Oh, no, because at the end of six, Jason Statham walks on the screen. So,
yeah.
Technically, you know...
So, I guess... So, you could say that that's a Statham movie, and seven's the Kurt Russell movie, and eight's a Charlize movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. You see the thing I posted, that Charlize posted? Mm-hmm. She's shockingly single.
Well... Where? Give me... You know, she should have posted a number, too, or something. I mean, what the hell? How are we supposed to get in touch?
There's absolutely no way that I could support her, but also...
Well, I don't think she... I mean, you don't know that she's... Who, she could support herself. She just wants a boyfriend.
I'm not talking about emotionally.
Oh. Well, I mean, you don't know that.
I feel like it's a whole other level.
I don't know. I mean, people are people. Like... I don't know. You never know. I'd like to try.
Alien dollar. Now she's dead.
Mm-hmm.
You would like to try?
He passed the alien buck.
I just want to say that I would like to try. Charlize, I would like to try.
Yeah. I mean, she's looking for people to step up. I'm raising my hand. I mean...
Channing Tatum has stepped up to the streets.
Yeah.
Although he's now
times.
Infatuated by Jessie J. Thirsty on Instagram.
Now, where does he... End? This is where they're picking the kids up. That's why.
It's right? The trailer.
It's where
the trailer, where they were before.
Yeah, but now it's out in the field where the alien ship's going to be.
This is pretty solid detective work on his part. You know what I mean? For like for the leaps of logic and the leaps of faith he had to make before, this is him actually.
And it's not like he's like a number specialist. He's an astrophysicist. Like he shouldn't be this good.
I think he's driving
solving
with
crimes.
A gun in his hand.
Yeah, that's a good look. Driving with the gun in your hand. Oh, it's all the black pebbles. Oh, this is where they come from.
So there's just a bunch of kids who I guess have already been there, and these are all their dollars on the ground, or is this just...
I don't know.
Is this just like the marker of where you're supposed to be?
Because this is just where they pick up two of the kids. So, like, is this where they were going to pick up...
I guess it doesn't make sense. Like, if you're saving kids from, like, Japan, you're not going to make them go to bumfuck Massachusetts.
No, exactly.
It's like Santa.
Right.
Or they have a bunch of different space dropships.
Oh, here's a question. Do you think that this is going on in other countries, too? Like, there's a Russian guy, a dad, who's acting like Cage.
Oh, yeah.
And, like Japan, like, 50 years ago, some little girl got touched by the numbers and, like...
Well, I think that there's definitely... I don't know. I mean, there's no wrong answer, because obviously this is just a movie. I feel like the modern-day stuff absolutely is happening everywhere. Were there little Lucindas all over the world? Maybe. Although I really don't know what, like Lucinda's role in this just gives Cage and us a reason to make sense, a way to make sense of everything, right? Like
mm-hmm.
her story does not matter to the plot. Like these aliens are always going to show up.
Yes,
they're always going to whisper to the kids and save
right.
the kids. So that's not necessarily needed around the world.
Okay. Because it's not needed at all, basically. It's like...
this is like...
Which
you
doesn't
know,
mean I don't love it. I mean,
him,
you know.
Him shouting, I want my son, is kind of like he's paying the ghost here a little bit.
Ooh, this is a little paying the ghost action.
Kid carrying the bunny again.
Put the bunny in the box.
This is my friend, Cameron Poe.
It's also a symbol.
Cameron Poe the rabbit.
It's a symbol of fertility. And rabbits... are highly adaptable creatures that can survive in harsh circumstances.
Do you think...
And they get experimented on a lot, too. So.
Do you think there's someone out there in the world who owns a rabbit named the Cameron Poe?
I wish there is. I hope there is. If I ever get a rabbit, I'm going to name it Cameron Poe.
Just have, like, you know, because obviously there's the common known fact that rabbits breed like crazy. Just have a whole bunch of rabbits and name them after everybody on Con Air.
Or just name them all Cage characters.
Well,
good.
You could do that. But I also feel like...
Because you want to name...
Like, named Cyrus the Virus? Yeah.
whatever John Cusack's name was, Special Agent John
Officer Cusack. Gentleman. Vince Larkin. You could have Baby-O. Sally Can't Dance. Billy Bedlam. Diamond Dog. Pinball.
Oh, Garland, isn't that Green, Tom from
Johnny
Lost?
23, Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing, that's Tom from Lost.
Yeah, the pilot.
Look at that ship.
That's a great idea. Email us, mailbag at caseclub.me if you do that.
I love Cage's wonder at that. What he's seeing.
That looks nice. That's a good CGI.
Yeah. It's very abstract, you know. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be looking at.
Well, I feel like that's the thing. Like, if you want to make sci-fi sort of feel not dated, just make it look weird. Like, don't base it on reality. Make it just abstract
craziness.
And strange.
But not you, just us.
I like this kid. It's just like, yeah, we're gonna go fuck and start human race over on a planet that's not about to explode.
I mean, we're gonna wait 10 years. Don't worry, but like, don't get me wrong either, Dad.
Are they bringing the rabbits for food? Is this straight up us?
I might be.
Did Jordan Peele see and love this movie?
This and The Shining, and he's like, that's where all the Easter eggs are gonna come from.
Literal Easter eggs for these rabbits.
Yeah. Alright, time for your true form. Do we get that? I'm not sure if we get their true form. You can't go, because
you're in my mind, adult. There's like a very trippy visual thing coming up, but maybe there's not.
No, there definitely is. Because they also go to that crappy planet at the very end.
That's what I'm thinking of. Kid, he's not talking. You can see. I know that you're hearing it, but you can see that his mouth is not moving.
A kid just playing shocked father at the end of the world really well right now.
I do. Wouldn't it be kind of funny? The movie I want to see is if they take all the kids and one adult, and that adult is Nicolas Cage. And how does he... What happens when it's just him?
What happens when it's just one father for 9 billion kids and an alien world trying to start over?
I wonder how many kids you'd take, because, like, you know, in The Matrix...
They gotta take them all. You can't burn them alive.
She could. Because there's more kids around.
True.
Like, if this was, like, the local pickup spot, there would be more than just these two kids here. Because in The Matrix, right, they talk about...
But it feels like it should be.
When the architect is giving Neo his choices, like, go through that door, try to save Trinity, all of humanity will die, go through here, reset The Matrix, 9 male, 16 female, right? So, like, you don't need a ton of people to reset the population. I'm guessing maybe you bring, like, a couple hundred kids at most.
Okay. But you still got to wait for them to grow up before they could even procreate. So, like, you should have brought in some teenagers, too. So that they can just get down to fucking.
Knowing, too, this one we have sex.
Knowing, too, in the biblical sense.
Ooh, that's a better title.
Especially with all the biblical shit going on. I feel like this is being dragged out too long, too. Like, the goodbye. It's like, just say goodbye.
You gotta go.
Gotta go now.
Gotta go with them.
He gets to go. Well, not with him, because he's going to be saved on an alien world. Well, what is that? Is that significant?
We've not seen him show any significance to this.
No, and necklace. I'm pretty sure when we see the kids again, they're in new clothing. Like, they're in, like, these white robes and stuff, so... I mean, does he even get to keep his hearing aid? I mean, why are they even taking that kid? He's defective.
I don't think he's going to need the hearing aid. I think where they're going, they don't need to hear. They just, you know what I mean? Like, they can just...
Oh, that's right. He didn't need the hearing aid at all, because he can understand the whispers. What did Cage give him? Is it a whistle? Because you didn't notice him wearing anything around his neck the whole movie, right?
Nope. Maybe we'll find out. It's like they're intentionally keeping it below the camera.
Oh, here we go. Whoa.
Oh, Thanos snapped and their their ethereal bodies went away.
Wow. You can see their brains.
Dad, what are they saying? I don't know, kid. I still can't hear them.
They're angelians. Aliens.
Evangelians?
Yeah. Trust this. Look at us. How can you not trust me? We're freakish animal monster from alien worlds.
They're still humanoid, though.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just... Like, this might be their true form, but it also might be their true form, you know, in a...
In, like, an it kind of way? It's all we can comprehend?
Yeah.
Kind of thing? Now, if they had just appeared on Earth like that to begin with, don't you think it would have saved a lot of hassle?
Maybe it's his wife's necklace?
Oh, that could be.
You and me together forever.
There should have been more sign language in the film.
I do feel like, because they're not here, because I think that if they showed up on Earth like this, it would have been a different movie. It would have been like a war movie, right?
Where they would have been a different movie, but I mean, it also just would have... So much misunderstanding would have been cleared up immediately.
Well, at the end of the day...
They're not creepy-looking guys in trench coats.
At the end of the day, they were still successful in accomplishing their mission.
Yeah. They're kind of pretty close, though, if you ask me. Like, they should have finished this up like a year ago. Oh, here we go. It's going to form into, like, some kind of Superman ship. The diamond crystal thing. Yay.
With a naked baby Clark Kent in there.
It's a giant Kal-El. Space baby.
It's cool looking.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Bizarro.
And we're off.
Yeah, this is cool. That also might have been the shot I took. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't think anyone was expecting this to happen at the end of the movie. They're like,
it was this one.
A bunch of aliens are going to come and take some people away, and then the world's going to burn.
And then they all fall. As soon as it takes off, the rocks all fall to the ground.
Huh.
So the rocks aren't alien rocks at all. They're just rocks from this field.
It's from their parking lot, yeah. I thought it was dollars from space.
Heavy metal parking lot.
Let's see, so if there's two on each...
Yeah, there's a couple...
Seems like they could fit more than two, but... What do
four,
I know?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13... Not a ton!
I mean, what are you going to do with, like, 40 kids?
Watch them fuck?
That's what they do. They're like, here you go.
But I really don't think, like, you know, if you think about The Matrix, and if I'm assuming that those numbers come from somewhere. That's not like the Wachowskis just like,
I think that's the least amount of people you can have without crossbreeding, you know? Like,
maybe.
So that when new children are born, that you don't accidentally, like, fuck a sibling, because there's so few of you. You gotta really keep track of that shit.
I do wonder... Can you imagine having to be tasked with, like, picking 25 people to restart the human race? Like,
no thanks.
Who would you pick?
Shaq?
Nicolas Cage, Charlize Theron, Keanu Reeves, Shia LaBeouf, Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks, Sandra Bullock.
Yeah. Well, here we go. Here's some cool shots coming up. The end.
It's not just things are on fire.
And he gets to drive wherever he wants, too. Like, there's not, you know, like, just major traffic everywhere or anything. Here he plays it. There it is.
It's just... So now it's diegetic sound. It's just part of his world. Like, that's just the CD that's on.
But it was the first time he was listening on vinyl, I thought. Or was he not? Was
I think it might have just been score. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it might have been score.
Either way.
Who's going to spend their final moments fighting? Like, come on.
Be
more like Mendelssohn. He just hugs his wife in the street. I love how Cage drives by him, too, and, like, picks him out of the crowd.
Looks like an IKEA bag. It's not an IKEA bag, but it looks like an IKEA bag.
There he is. You were right.
With a wife that we
never saw.
Never saw. Maybe it's not even his wife. Maybe it's just a woman.
Maybe
just
it's
like...
not. Maybe they just grabbed each other on the street. See, that he's the only car is a little worrisome, but okay. There's military.
Jesus is the
way
tree of life.
Tree of life? I thought it's a truth in life. But
maybe.
Yeah, it's about time you get out, Cage.
Crowd clamoring, says the subtitle.
That is Yeah. I'm glad he makes it there just in time. He seems to be one of the only people sort of, like, resigned to accepting.
Well, he just saw his child get taken away into outer space by an alien.
But you
alien.
Gotta figure some other people saw that, like, their kids, too, get taken.
We just saw there were 13 spaceships, and, like, it was around the world. I figure in this Boston metropolitan area, maybe not. That's
true.
That's what a man who just killed his son says. Where's Caleb? He won't be hurt ever again. Yeah.
Nothing can hurt him from this point on. Cage parents.
It was a nice touch, I think, earlier, aside from the fact that just setting up that his dad's a man of faith or whatever, that he called his father, and like that this moment doesn't come from out of nowhere.
Yes.
That the sister was in earlier.
It actually works really well.
The Rev Kostler size.
Oh, he's a reverend. Come on, let's all share in this hug together.
Dad, would it change your idea of what you believe in if I told you that aliens just took your grandson out of space?
Really? Here it comes.
The really messed up part is that you know that this happens today, but you don't have a timestamp.
Right.
You're just hanging around waiting to die.
And you figure, where does it start? Like, did it start in Africa?
Well, I mean, whatever closest to the sun, when the sun's 100 microtesla emission.
Right, so Australia? Well,
I don't know.
Everything's getting blown away so fast. I feel like buildings... Well, maybe not. Now that I see this shot and that shot and how, like, yeah, and that shot, and, like, things are literally being ripped out into space. There it goes.
And now we're on the alien planet?
New Eden.
Amber waves of green. Purple mountains majesty. A couple rabbits.
White rabbits.
Another Matrix connection. Follow the white rabbit.
Ask Alice. Oh, and they're just going to peace out. See you later. We're going to leave you here. She looks a lot like she would be Rose Byrne's kid.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got the necklace, so they let him keep it. Okay. Welcome to Earth also.
Earth T-O-O.
Yeah. Yeah. Tree of Life.
It also looks like the beginning of the Bruckheimer logo, where like the lightning hits the tree.
It's the fountain. It's the tree from that movie. The tree,
that was
the
movie
space
once.
Tree.
I should see that movie again.
Crescendo. So wait, everyone was dropped off so far from each other.
Well, I think it's like, this is where you live now.
Oh, you get the tree, they get that tree. And now you know.
I don't think that's a cop-out. I think it's a weirdly... I mean, it's an optimistic ending, but I think it's... You know. But that was Knowing. In 2 weeks, we'll be back here for Lord of War, starring Nicolas Cage and also Weston Cage.
Oh, right.
Plays the monkey wrench
very
mechanic.
Very young Weston.
Guy. Jared Leto in that movie.
Jared Leto.
And on that episode, we will let you know what we're going to do for May. Probably some kind of war. I guess also Lord of War transitions us into...
Oh, yeah.
Some military month. But cageclub.me, facebook.com/cageclub, at cageclubpod on Twitter and Instagram. Email us, mailbag@cageclub.me. We still got swag if you want to email him. We'll give you some stuff. cageclub.threadless.com for merch. patreon.com/cageclub to support us. Going to fast forward through here. Don't want to hear the theme again.
I don't think
dark
there's anything
theme.
At the
this
end
is like
of
the
this.
Dark universe theme of
really?
This movie.
Seriously.
But yeah, just, you know, email mailbag@cageclub.me. Say that you were listening. Say hi.
Thank you.
And we'll be back in 2 weeks for Lord of War. Bye.
Adios.